Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I really have to, you know, you have to be careful in this society, regardless of where you are, because there's a light and dark in this world. There are dangerous people and evil on this planet, just as a good people. And no matter what, where you are, where you go, you have to stay away. For me, that is the motto to live. I have to stay away from the evil people. The evil people are in the form of people living near me, coming over here unauthorized, who I don't know. These are strangers. They also are ignorant. This morning I heard them say that I could get a locked facility or conservatorship. That's for someone who's extreme. They got a qualifications for that. That's someone who's extremely sick, who can't pay their bills, or who can't take care of themselves. And that's for someone who can't mind their business with a stranger, and that's what I'm dealing with. Some of these people are African-American men and women who lived nearby me, with votes or wherever, land or wherever they are. They're drug addicts, they're criminals, they have criminal records, they've been in jail, or from Buffalo, or wherever they are, where they come from, or Haskell. They are dangerous. They sell drugs, they have criminal records, they've been in prison before. They committed fraud. I'm not going to hang out with somebody like that. It's just basic common sense. If I dealt with somebody like that, I would be hurt. I could get killed. Whatever is going on in my life now, it would be worse. You don't hang out with a negative person, a dangerous person who is black, white, or brown, gay or straight. It doesn't matter what sex they are. It doesn't matter what religion they are. If they're evil, they're evil. I cannot hang out with somebody who's been in jail for 20 years. I cannot hang out with somebody who's extremely sick and dangerous mentally. I cannot hang out with a drug addict, an alcoholic, a verge wanting to commit some crime, some conspiracy. That has nothing to do with anything but having common sense. Now, some of these African-Americans or other people think I'm being prejudiced because I don't want to hang out with them, and they got criminal records, they are dangerous, they don't know how to mind their business, they've been in jail before, they drug addicts, smoke cocaine, looking at me as some victim, they committed all kinds of evil deeds, they're a sociopath. That has nothing to do with racism, that has to do with staying away from dangerous people. There are good black, white, and brown people that I'm interested in. People who do not kill, who do not rob, who do not harass, who do not trespass, and who are mentally well enough to understand how to respect boundaries. Those are people who I deal with. But when I hear this person saying conservatorship simply because I was in and out of jobs or I'm unemployed, they must be an ignorant, a dangerous person. For people to get in public guardianship or conservatorship, they have to be those people who go in and out of mental hospitals or sit on the street and stay on the street and can't take care of themselves. They don't know how to pay bills. They don't have responsibility or so on. And some of these people that are targeting me are just that. These same evil people have said that they're trying to use my songs to get in on a contract with Sony or steal. I don't hang out with no gang banger or no criminal or no psycho. My life would be in danger. They can kill me. I don't hang out with no murderer or no criminal or no thief or no sociopath, regardless of color. That has nothing to do with racism. That had to do with common sense. I ain't going to hang out with no African-American criminal, no dangerous person, no psychotic evil person. I ain't going to hang out with no white or Latino evil person, some dangerous person. That's common sense. You don't hang out with people like that or deal with them. What I have to deal with these individuals is call the police, try to keep them away from me as much as possible. They still come, and you know how sick they are? Some of these people said they've been over here 20 years. Now, that's psychotic. That person need to go to a mental institution. If they said that out there on the street, I think they're homeless. They live in, they don't have what they have. I don't have much of anything. I'm a very poor person myself. Perhaps it's because I have ambition and they don't like it because they're jealous. Yes, that is true. I have music. I made music. I want aspiring to be in the industry. They don't understand that. They're jealous of that. Yes. They want to steal my music. They want to stop me from being a lawyer or stop me from aspiring for the Hollywood dream or the American dream. That is the truth. These individuals allegedly, these are allegations that haven't been proven, peeped in my home with a device, keep coming over here. I don't know them. I don't talk to them. They're not my friends. They got to be insane to come up to a stranger like me and target me. Because you don't do that to strangers, and they are dangerous and sick for doing it. They cannot mind their business, which makes them dangerous and sick in the head. People who can't mind their business need to be locked up in a mental health facility, teach them basic common sense, need to be on medication. That is exactly why they are dangerous and evil. It's important that I have to stay safe. It has to do with evil people. Okay? If you're evil, I cannot hang around them. I said that several times in the past on my podcast. Remember that motto? If I hang around with negative people, I will have negative consequences. If I hang around with positive people, I will have positive consequences. I'm not going to hang around with a negative person. Negativity. That means a criminal, a dangerous person, a drug addict, an alcoholic, someone who's been in and out of jail, have a long criminal record, a sociopath, a thief, someone jealous of me, want to hinder my potential. That's evil, regardless of color, race, religion, or sexual orientation. There are some dangerous, evil gay people. There's some dangerous, evil white people, there's some dangerous, evil women, there's some dangerous, evil. I stay away from those type of people. I'm too high-functioning, first of all, to be considered for conservatorship, but that's because these people are evil. The reason why they say that, because they want to commit fraud or steal my little home, and they can't get off their ass and get a loan or move on, get their own home, or want to steal my song or stop my ambition. Unfortunately, that's per evil. The LAPD, the police department, need to get involved to lock them up in prison. They should be in a county jail or a locked facility. They cannot be on the street near me. If they coming over here 20 years or keep coming over here. And that includes people who I used to know. Some of these people I probably knew. I was not friends, probably acquaintance. I said hello or whatever. That's still a stranger, especially if someone I haven't seen in 20 or 30 years or a long time. They got to be sick in the head or crazy. Well, as I said before, that's why I talk about I don't want these people to take my Hollywood dreams away or take my dreams away. And that's what they're trying to do, take my American dreams away. I do not discriminate on anybody, but I do discriminate against evil people, regardless of color, race, religion, sexual orientation. They are evil people. They look for victims to hurt, harass, kill, rob, commit fraud, violate, trespass. It really is sad that I talk about these issues, but doing podcasts, I have to because I need to vent out. It's part of why I love, it's part of being a creator, but it's also the truth. Everything I say is real life situations, because part of my podcast is talk about music, entertainment, my music, and other things I've done, and it's all a part of it is talking about real life stuff, including politics, including what I'm doing. And real life situations, absolutely what I'm dealing with is an evil human being who's ignorant. And I don't deal with ignorant people. I don't deal with evil people, regardless of color, race, who wants to hurt me. And I don't deal with ignorant people. And I dealt with ignorant people in the form of whose people call themselves Christians. they label me as because of their ignorance. They were taught to hate gay people. They said, you know, all these homophobic, evil stuff. Homosexuality is a sin, and I'm a sinner, and I need to be put in the hospital because I'm gay. I am not no sinner because I'm gay. Okay? These evil people have said that they looked into my home. They were not allowed to look into my home. That's an allegation. I know I said that before, and some people were thinking that I believed it, and they're ignorant enough or dangerous enough to make up malicious lies saying that I believe that and I have schizophrenia and delusions. That is a lie. I do believe that's a possibility. Seeing coming outside and seeing these people nearby drive around saying things at me, and I don't know them. I don't want to deal with that. These type of people. Or say things that that don't pertain to reality or make up lies. Again, those are allegations. But you're not. If they don't have no home, which is one of the reasons why they hate me, they don't have no place to live, and I'm poor like them. Then get off their ass and get their own home. They had 20 years. That's all they need to do. Follow the law. If they're interested in music, make their own demos. Don't try to say things that you're going to come over to my home and people to steal my music or get a sample all of it. You're an evil, dangerous criminal. I don't want to deal with that trash. But again, the religion perspective is they use their religion to control, it controls their life, and they're trying to control mine. You know, I don't want that around me. I talked about that before with that quote-unquote normal situation. People, everyday life people who are ignorant and use religion to control others and use it to control themselves to have some meaning in their life, and they can't make decisions for themselves. Well, that's exactly what I'm dealing with. You know, if you're losing your religion, you know, you're a Christian, you think that I'm evil or I'm going to hell or whatever, then you must be a dangerous person. That's ignorant. You've been taught that by a book. Can't use common sense to respect others. You have to be, you know, that's not based on reality. We know that's not factually correct. Gay people, straight people have been around since the beginning of time, and they always will. Using your religion because, or using your ignorance because you think that because I don't have a job or do have in and out of jobs or whatever, that I need to be in a conservatorship. Are you concerned about me? You got to be an ignorant, dangerous person. This is America. There are so many people who are trying, like me, to succeed. There are so many people unemployed, white, black, and brown. And, you know, you don't talk to people like that. It's hard to find a job already. And at the same time, even whether they want to work or not, you don't tell people what to do. This is a free country. We're not living in a dictatorship. And Madison, you should mind your damn business. You don't know how to mind your business. You got some mental illness. But for me, I'm ambitious. I want to be somebody, but I want to do it on my own terms. Yes, I do all kinds of things. I don't have nothing to prove, but a high-functioning person dealing with some dangerous African-American, white, or Latino, or Arab person who can't mind their business, got some conspiracy against me, I don't want to deal with that. Again, it has nothing to do with race or any category. It has to do with them being an evil person. And you know, it's not racist to stay away from dangerous, evil African-American people. Or it's not racist to stay away from dangerous, evil, white, or Latin people. If you're evil, why would I want to hang around with that? Be another murder victim, a fraud victim, somebody rob me or something? You know, the problem of not minding your business, which is their main asset, is they have a severe mental illness. and they're criminals. So they have they're already mentally ill. And it's going to correlate to the fact that eventually these people are going to be locked up in prison or have trouble with the law because of their antisocial, sociopath behaviors toward me and other people in this area, a neighborhood. Whatever they don't have or whatever, they are severely mentally ill and they are dangerous. Okay, mind your business. Privacy is an important part of this society. You don't get into other people's homes or whatever. I own my home legally. You don't tell me what to do in my own home. Like, I don't tell people what to do in their life or whatever in general. I don't, nobody who's rational tell people what to do in their home or where they work or so on unless you're out of touch with reality, you don't know how to live in this country, or you're simply, something is simply wrong with you. It requires you to be locked up in a county jail or a mental hospital. And that's what exactly what I'm dealing with. But with my music is copyrighted. They can't use it. All of it is copyrighted I release. They're going to know where it comes from and published. So if you so they want to make it in rap or have some Sony contract, don't look at me to steal or to commit fraud, because you ain't going to get nowhere with in music industry being a thief. And this is what these people came over here saying. And then they said, talking about where what I'm doing, how my home looks, something is seriously wrong with them mentally. Again, I do not hang out with dangerous African-American, white, Latino, gay, straight, it doesn't matter who you are. So if you got a criminal record, you're mentally sick, you're capable of harming somebody, you're a drug addict, a cocaine addict, you're ignorant. And I don't hang out with no ignorant people. Christian conservatives have an ideology that is based on bigotry, in my opinion. Well, and I bring this up because someone said they were Christian conservatives using racial slurs. They're racist. They're ignorant. They're dangerous. They're evil. I don't mean to put down other people, but if you use your religion to judge other people, and Christianity, you, to judge other people and target me, and try to harass me, and try to make me think otherwise, or make conclusions based on religion overtones that have nothing to do with reality, then you simply are ignorant. If you're trying to stop me from owning a home or stop me from getting a job, then you must be a dangerous person. And this is what I'm dealing with. You know, when we believe in religion, like Christianity, Buddhism, we use it to enhance oneself. We don't use it to hurt or harass people with it, and unfortunately it has became where religions have been used to harass and hurt people, manipulate people, and even do harm to people. So I want to be safe. I want to stay safe. I want no hideous person around me. You know, I'm trying to do the best that I can to better myself and the society, because that's what you're supposed to do. I'm not here to deal with anything. So I'm going to try to make sure I keep away from these evil people and stay safe from them. For the last several years, they have some conspiracy against me for no reason, simply because of jealousy and some sociopath evil targeting that has nothing to do with me, but because of their sickness and inability to stop committing bad deeds. I have to feel good about myself and my life, and that means I have to stay away from evil people, ignorant people. I don't want to be a victim of, or a statistic because of, or, you know, an untimely death due to some evil person's evil deeds. It happens all the time. when jealous people do harm to people or strangers simply because they don't, because they want to stop them from succeeding. So I have to stay away from evil people to stay safe. I have to stay away from ignorant people to stay sane. And that's the way it is. And by the way, I hang out with whoever I want to. But why? The truth is I am colorblind. But colorblind does not mean that I'm going to be ignorant. And I got to stay away from dangerous criminals, dangerous evil people, ignorant people, regardless of color. And evil people can be black, white, and brown. It doesn't matter what color they are. They could be Asian. They could be African-American. They could be white. It doesn't matter. I stay away from evil. These evil people. I will always stay away from evil, ignorant people. And mentally ill, deranged people, evil. You got to stay away from them because some of them don't. That's some of the people that I'm dealing with now. They are dangerous because of their illness. They need to be locked up very fast. They can't mind their business. They got a severe mental problem that requires hospitalization or police. I said it again. That's all I need to say on this topic. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.